Okay, so we are on Kuf Yud Amud Aleph. We are 10 lines down in the wide lines. Middle word in the whole daf, maybe, Tanan. V'chacham Omrim. So we said, V'tzam V'chacham Omrim, Zegova V'zegova, right? So Chacham said, two people owe each other money. So instead of saying, basically it's a wash, right? We say, no, everyone has to collect, right? We just talked about that before, a little bit, this discussion of the different types and things, whatever, types of fields. But it's all challenging according to the other opinion, right? So Gemara Rav Sheshes has said. So the Gemara says, Targama Rav Nachman Aliba, the Rav Sheshes Kagon Shalava Zeh La'eser Zeh Chamesh. Ah, so I'll explain. How can it be that everyone's going to collect because they have different, amount of years on their loan, right? So Gemara says, well, hey Chidam, what are you talking about? How does that work? Ilema Rishon La'eser V'sheni La'chamesh. You want to say the first person who had borrowed, say Reuven lent to Shimon, right? The person who borrowed Shimon, borrowed for 10 years. V'sheni La'chamesh, then Reuven borrowed back from Shimon for 5 years, but halema admon either by yisi chayav lechaketz at atalova mimeni, right? In that case, how can that's when Amon's going to say, "What do you mean? If I would have, if I really owed you money, you would have just taken my money. You would have just let me pay you back, right?" So halamate zimne ela rishon, right? I mean the time hasn't elapsed. So that's not going to work. So El Rishon L'Chamesh V'Sheni L'Esher. Also, what must be the case where Shimon borrowed for 5 years, right? V'Sheni L'Esher, and then Reuven borrowed back from him for 10 years. And he Chidami, what's the case? Idamate Zimnei. If you want to say the time's up, right? So the 5 years is up already. By the time Reuven's borrowing back from Shimon, the 5 years is up. So if that's true, then my time of the Rabbanon, the mother Rabbanon not agree. Like with Amon, what do you mean? That the guy's a good taina, right? Again, same thing. Why are you borrowing from me? Just take the money, right? I owe you the money. So that's, if the time's up, I should be paid off. If the time's not up, time's not up. So then by the time of the admon, then why's the admon making you argue? The guy could argue, he can't argue, the time's not up. So it's because I didn't fully borrow, from him. So lo tzricha da'asiba hu yoma d'mishalim. Right? No, so today is the day, is the mishalim chamesh. Today is the day before. Right, so the five years are up in one day, okay. And now he's coming to borrow. And now, so Shimon owes Reuven $1,000, and he's supposed to pay him tomorrow. And Reuven now comes to borrow money from Shimon on that day before. So he can't say, "What do you mean? You should just pay up." He can't pay up. The payment's not up. Not time's not up. Right. So I presume what's happening. Reuven needs money, and so Reuven needs his money. But the money's tomorrow, so he can't get it yet. So he says, "You know what? Instead, loan me the money, right?" So Mar Savar Avid Inish Deyazav LeYomei. One opinion says a person would, in reality, borrow money for a day, and that's why no raya that maybe he really didn't. If you were borrowing from me, why would you borrow from me if I owed you money? No, sometimes a person needs to borrow money for a day, and that's why. Well, Mar Savar and Amman would say no. Lo Avid Inish Deyazav LeYomei. The person's not going to do that, right? So the fact that he borrowed for one day, that's crazy. It must be that he really didn't owe him the money, right? And that would be the argument. Okay. So Rami Bar Chama Amar Hach B'Yasmi Askin. So Rami Bar Chama, it's a different answer. Now, what's the case? The case is Yisomim. Why? The Yasmi Migba Gabe Agbuya Lagavavina Minayu. Because the Yisomim, meaning, again, we keep asking the question, well, what does that mean? We're both going to collect from each other? That's crazy. That's so silly. It's a waste, right? Confucius' point. Well, it's a waste. So the answer is, no, it's a case where it's from Yisomim, because Yisomim, they're allowed to collect, but you can't collect from them. Okay, but that's not, doesn't make sense for the mission. The mission said, each one collects. So if you're taking from Yisomim, that's a case where they don't collect. So that helps your whole problem, but it doesn't help you with the language of the Mishnah. It doesn't seem to make sense. No, so what is one collects and one would collect, but he can't? Okay, so I'm a rabbi, stay true versus the verse. So rabbi says, I don't like this. Two reasons why this is bad. First of all, the language doesn't make sense, right? Because it says that both collect. So the truth is, it's not even factually correct, because the truth is, you could collect. You could have the Yisomim be govek, let them collect their loan through karka, through land, and then someone can collect from them. Why? Kedi Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua, Yisomim shegavu karka bechovas avien, baal chov chozev egovo osomehen. Because if the Yisomim end up getting money after the Yerusha has taken place, the father's passed away already, and they go ahead and they end up collecting, right? So the karka, right, exactly. Then a Baal could come and collect back from them, right? So it's not even true. So we have a way around that, and again, it would still be, you know, this back and forth. Fine, so much is fine. Kasha is basically like, okay, fine, I agree. You're right, it's a problem. Okay. But wait a second. But look me the islahu the yasmi ziboris idis ubenis. Okay, so maybe why don't you say the some only have very poor quality land, and the other guy has only medium or high quality. The azla yasmi gavu beninis, because the some will collect the beninis umigvale zebras, and they're going to go ahead and collect zebras, only zebras from the some. So in which case again, there's value in the zegova zegova because they're not really going to collect the same thing. Right, the inavi bishal kol adam hinsham, because even going to say it's objective, right, and so it wouldn't result in different amount, different types of land. Ha ein yifran min yichsei yisomim ela mizibris. The rule is when you collect from yisomim in general, it has us to always be from zebras. Fine. So Gemara says no, that even that I'm not going to say. Hani mila heichad lo tafis, ava heichad the tafis tafis. I mean that rule of only collecting zebras from the yisomim, that's only true. Like if the Baal Chov hasn't already gone and collected the land, but if he already went and took it, then you can't make him release it anyways. So it's only so valuable, like a l'chachila case. But in the end of the day, they could taka collect also from Beininus, in which case, you know, again, you're going to be stuck still with this like zegova, not really making sense. Fine. Okay. Totally different a different conversation now. Says the Mishnah, Shalosh Aratzos L'Nisuin. There are three lands when it comes to Nisuin. Look at Rashi. Shalosh Aratzos Heim Be'eretz Yisrael. Chalukos L'Inyan Nisui Isha. There are three different parts of Eretz Yisrael that are different in terms of getting married, Nisuin. She'in Nasa Isha Ba'achas Mehen. Eino Yachol Lakof L'Alich Acharav Me'eretz La'eretz. Meaning we had an agreement to get married, and then you want to move, right? So the three different sections of Eretz Yisrael, you can't necessarily force your wife to move to these different places. Okay. Sorry. So, Shalosh Aratz L'Nisuin, Yehuda, Ve'ver Yarden, Va'Galil. So, there's the area known as Yehuda. There's the area that is the other side of the Yarden and the Galil. Okay. Ein Motzien Mi'ir La'ir, U'Mikrach La'Karach. And you can't make a woman, you can't make your wife move from one city to the other, or from a larger city. The krach is like a, you know, ear is, ear, we used to think of ear usually as like city. Krach is really like the big city. Ear is like the smaller, like more like a town, you know, whatever they want to call it. But fine. So I can't make her leave one city to the other or one krach to another. Ababa osa ha'aretz motziyan mi'ir le'ir mi'krach. But within that same, you know, region, let's call it, you can make her move. You can say we need to move from one place to the other, from one ear to the ear, or krach lekrach. Aval lo meir lekrach, aval lo mekrach leir. But not from the smaller city to the big city, and not from the big city to the small city. Okay. Motziin minave hara lenave yafe. I can make her move from a less nice house to a nicer house. Aval lo minave yafe lenave rab, but not from a nice house to a less nice house. Not even from a less nice house to a nice house. Why? Because if I go ahead and I make a switch from a less nice, maybe it means more like, did they translate the nava as the house or like neighborhood? Neighborhood, yeah? No. What is it, yeah? Neighborhood?
Nava is dwelling.
Dwelling, that's a house. No. Yeah, so because a nicer house, it's also a challenge, right? When you go from what Rashi says, it changes as haguf lemisha bami navarol mitoch kach chaleim ba'im alav. There's some type of like, you know, physical change that takes place when you're changing such a place. Your diet, the point is that these changes are significant, all of them, and so making someone change something significantly is not so simple that you're allowed to, or not allowed to force your wife to do those things if she doesn't want to. Fine.
The quotes were showing, there's a note here, Yuri and other Rishonim vets us that it's like a bad neighborhood where food, a good neighborhood is where there's a lot of food, plentiful and cheap.
Right.
And a bad neighborhood is where food is scarce and expensive.
So even moving to a nicer neighborhood where the food is cheaper, it's a chol v'yayim, right? It changes to your stomach. There's a lot of that in Chazal about the changes to your diet, etc., which we actually know is true, sort of. Okay, fine. But the main point is here is husband and wife disagree about where to live. You know, can you force your wife in these cases? And if she doesn't want to go, can you give her a get? Things like that. So bishlam mikrach, like we're going to see that more even next in the next Mishnah. So bishlam mikrach le'ir dibekrach shriche komili bi'ir lo shriche komili. I understand to go from a krach to an ear, that's worse, right? Because krach has more options, and an ear has less. You can't find the same. There's only one Walmart. You know, the whole place. There's not 12 stores. You know, whatever. It's not as robust, the options, right? Elam yila krach my time up. But why can't I move from the ear to a krach? The krach has so many more options for everybody. That should be good. So misalad Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, Dabar Yosi Bar Chanina. I mean, nine she yeshivas krachim kasha. Hanu living in the city is not so simple. Shan emar vayivarchu am lekol anashim hamisnadvin lasheves b'Yerushalayim. That they gave a bracha in Sefer Nechemia to all of the people who like offered to live in Yerushalayim. He's like, offer to live in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the best. No, but the point is, it's not so easy to live in the city. Living in the city is not so easy. So they said it was like a nedava. They gave him a bracha for their willingness to do so. Look at Rashi, just yeshivas krach and kasha. Shakom is yashir and shav. Everybody lives there. V'dochakein makarvim abatim zuluzu. Right? The real estate's more difficult. Everyone's houses are smushed together. It's not so easy. Right? V'ein sham avir. There's no air to breathe. Aval v'ir yesh ginos apart the same smuchin lebatim v'avirim yafeh. Meaning the city versus the suburbs. Right? It's not living in the city is not so easy for everybody. Not everyone likes that. Okay. Shimon Bila Omer. Shimon Bila said, even for Nana Nava Rati Nava Yafe. So why? Because the Nava Yafe is Bodek. What's my Bodek? What does that mean? Kiddishmuel, the Amr Shmuel, Shinoi Veses, Techilas Cholomayam. Change of timing, etc., is the beginning of, right? And Rashi says, Shinoi Veses, Afid Latova, right? That's the beginning of Cholomayam. It's the beginning of, you know, messing with a person's stomach. Kasuba Sefer Ben Sira, because right, they write in the Sefer Ben Sira, Koyime Ani Ra'im, that all of the days of an Ani are bad. So the Gemara says, "V'ha'ika shabsos yom tovim." What do you mean, Shabbos yom tif? That's also bad. So Kiddush Shmuel, the Amr Shmuel, Shinoi Veses Techilas Chol Mayayim. Yeah, because when you change your diet, you change your diet during Shabbos yom tif, right? Ask everybody right now, right? We're eating big meals, etc. That's not so great, right? That can also be bad. Ben Sir Omer, fine. So, but the point being, that's our proof that even changing for the good, nicer stuff, can also be hard. Ben Sir Omer, Af Lelos Bishafel Gagim Gago Upamarom Harim Karmo, and not only that, Stephen Sir said, even the hard times. What do we mean that his roof is under other roofs and his vineyard is above others, right? Gagim. Mimatar gagim legago meafar kamro legramim. That water goes from other people's roofs to his roof; they drip down into his. And the opposite, everyone's dust goes up to his vineyard. That's hard to be. It's hard to be poor. Fine, but the point being that a change, even a positive change, is still a change, and a change is hard, and has physical implications, etc. So it's not that simple. Okay. Next, this one's same type of change, but this is a change not just within Eretz Yisrael. This is a change to Eretz Yisrael. So it says in the Mishnah, Hakol Malin La Eretz Yisrael, Ve'en Hakol Motzien. So everyone can, Rashi says, Hakol Malin as Kol B'nei Beso Adam Kofa La'alos V'le'yeshev Yimob Yerushalayim. A person can, force his family, to everybody in his family, to go, right? To go, he says, Rashi says, to Yerushalayim. It's funny because the language of the Mishnah is La Eretz Yisrael. But Rashi says, we'll have to see. But everyone can everyone can be forced to move to Eretz Yisrael. Ve'ena kol motzin, but not everyone can be forced to leave. Hakom mal in Yerushalayim, ve'ena kol motzin. Everyone can be forced to go to Yerushalayim, but not everyone again can be forced to leave. Echad anashim ve'echad anashim, and that's whether men or women. So nasi isha be'Eretz Yisrael ve'girsha. I mean that's no matter who wants to force, the man or the wife, right? One can do the forcing. Okay. Nasa Isha Beretz Yisrael, the person got married in Eretz Yisrael, Vigirsha Beretz Yisrael, and then got divorced in Eretz Yisrael. Nosin La Mimos Eretz Yisrael, to pay her with Eretz Yisrael money, or you pay her with Eretz Yisrael money. Nasa Isha Beretz Yisrael, Vigirsha Bekapotika, Kapotakia. If you married a woman in Eretz Yisrael, and then you divorced her in Kapotakia, so Nosin La Mimos Eretz Yisrael, again, you pay with Mimos Eretz Yisrael. We're going to see the contradiction will be explained later in the Gemara. Nasa Isha Bekapotakia, Vigirsha Beretz Yisrael, Nosin La Mimos Eretz Yisrael. So all these cases, you doesn't matter where you started, where you ended, etc., you're going to use Mimos Eretz Yisrael. Mishum Lamil Omer, Nosin La Mimos Kapotakia. He says, no, that case, you give the currency of Kapotakia. Nasa Isha Bekapotakia, Vigirsha Bekapotakia, so then Nosin La Mimos Kapotakia. Fine. So in that case, everyone agrees. You married and got divorced in the same place, which is not Eretz Yisrael, then you gave her from the money of that place. Fine. Okay. So it says the Gemara. Hakol malin last year. What do you mean hakol? And everything Gemara says hakol, so that always comes to include something that's not in the list. Right? So hakol lasuya mai. What does that hakol come to include? Lasuya avadim. It comes to include an eved.
An eved ivri. Rashi says lasuya avadim. Excuse me.
Hayalo eved ivri yelecha eved acharav akorcha. See, the eved ivri has to follow. He must come. Okay. But if you, there are some yourselves that have avadim included in the group. So okay, so then hako has to include something else. So lasuye mi navayafel navara. I have to say that that means even if you're going to have to move, right, which people move from chutz la'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, usually they move from a navayafel to a navara sometimes, right? Maybe it's not as nice. It's more dusty. It's, you know, whatever. It's, there's no Amazon. You know, things you have to give up. So it means you have to move to a less nice conditions, right? And what does it mean that you have to, that not everyone can take everyone out, right? What's that to include? That includes an eved
that has escaped chutz la'aretz and came to Eretz Yisrael,
and now you want to move him back to chutz la'aretz, right? Darminan le zavnei hacha vizil. Because people can say to you, sell him here, right? You don't have to take him with you. You can sell him, and then you go. Why? Mishum Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael. Meaning, we want more people to stay in Eretz Yisrael. So if you want to move, that's fine, but sell the Eved, because he's an Eved Ivri, he's a Jew. Have him stay here. Don't take him with you also. Okay? Hakol Malin Yushalayim Las Yemai. So when everyone can make people go, this is within Eretz Yisrael, to go towards Yushalayim, to move to Yushalayim, what does that include? Las Yemai Nava Yafel Nava Ra. And that's to include, again, even moving from a nicer neighborhood to a less nice neighborhood. Vena komotzien.
Less year, my network, and not everyone.
Excuse me. Can force them to leave. What does that mean? To include who? Lasuya filim nava yafe. Meaning, even if you're going to leave, even if you're going to a nicer neighborhood, so then, even then, I can't necessarily force you to leave. Okay. But I did the Tanaresha. Ask them who lives in Yerushalayim, right, in the old city. They don't want to move to the suburbs. They're happy where they are, right? Ve'ayi de tane reisha ein motzien, tane seifa nami ein motzien, right? And just like the first half of the Eretz Yisrael part had said ein motzien, so the seifa also says ein motzien. Fine. You make it parallel, even though it's not as true. Fine. Okay. Tane rabana. Hu omer la'alos v'hi omer shelo la'alos. This is like a classic Gemara quoted in like Aliyah, the Shiurim, right? So let's say he wants to go to make Aliyah and she doesn't want to go. Kofen osa lalos. He can force her to go. Vim lav tete blo ksuba. And if she doesn't want to go, he can divorce her without giving her ksuba. Right? Presumably because he wants to do a mitzvah and she's preventing him from doing a mitzvah lachor. He omeres lalos. She says she wants to make aliyah, but who omer shalol lalos, and he doesn't want to go. Kofin oso lalos, so she can force him to go. Vim lav yotzi v'ting suba enav, and if not, we can force him to divorce her, and she has to give her the suba. Why again? Because now he's preventing her from doing a mitzvah. He omeres latzeis, who omer shalol latzeis, so she wants to leave. She wants to go to chutz la'aretz, and he says no, I want to stay in Eretz Yisrael. Kofin oso shalol latzeis, you can force her not to leave. Vim lav tetzav lo ksuba, and if not. Again, he can divorce her without a ksuba. Again, for violation of, you know, their agreement that they're going to keep halacha here. Hu omer latzeis, hi omer shalol latzeis. Let's say he wants to go and she doesn't want to go. Again, kofen oso shalol latzeis. We force him not to leave. Vim lav yotzi v'yitein ksuba nav. If not, she can say, I want to stay here. And if you want to leave, then divorce me and give you my ksuba. Fine. And which isn't so different from other cases we've seen. You know, cases where a woman doesn't want to, she wants to violate, you know, Das Moshe, that's what we talked about many daf ago. She wants to, you know, stop keeping this halacha or that halacha. She doesn't do certain things. So in those cases, again, you allow a get and without a ksuba because it's a violation there. Or if he's violating the terms of the marriage, right? So then again, she can say he has to divorce her and he has to get the ksuba. Fine. Okay, Nasa Isha. Right, so we talked about this is where they got married in a certain place and then divorced in the same place or a different place. What kind of money do you have to pay? So the Gemara is bothered by a contradiction within that Mishnah. So that part of the Mishnah. Hagufa Kasha. Wait a second. The whole thing is internally contradictory. Ketani Nasa Isha Beretz Yisrael V'Girsha V'Kapotakia. Nosa Namos Eretz Yisrael. They got married in Eretz Yisrael. They get divorced in Kapotakia. What kind of money does he have to pay her for the Ksuba? Mos Eretz Yisrael. Presumably because they got married there, right? Amma Basar Shibud Azin. That you go based on where you first took on the chov. Ema Seifa Nasa Isha B'Kapotakia V'Girsha Beretz Yisrael. Then he said, what if they got married in Kapotakia and got divorced in Eretz Yisrael? Nosa Namos Eretz Yisrael. Amma So maybe that sounds like you go based on where she's collecting. So what's going on here? So Amaraba Mikule Ksuba Shanu Kan Kasavar Ksuba Derabana. No, this is all. It's kulas, meaning you can do whichever you prefer, Eretz Yisrael or Kapotakia. Which is the assumption is that Eretz Yisrael is like the better deal for the husband, right? So therefore, he's allowed to give the currency from the place that's going to give him the better deal, no matter where they started. Right, basically, he's because ksuba is midrabanan, so we allow him to be more mekel. Okay, but if they start and in Kapotakia, he can't give up most Eretz Yisrael. That's not an option. Fine. So Mishim Gomliel Omer no son most Kapotakia. So he said he's the one who said that no son Isha Kapotakia and Gersh Eretz Yisrael no son most Eretz Yisrael. And Mishim Gomliel said no. That if he got married in Kapotakia, he's got to give her the money from Kapotakia. So what's going on here? So Mishum Leos that said that Kasavar Ksuba Daraisa, because that's because he holds that Ksuba Daraisa. So you have to go. You have to be Machmir, right? And go with the higher, the better money. Tana Rabbanon, Hamotzi Shtarchav Al Chaveru. So you come to say someone owes you money, right? Kasuvo Bechol. Sorry, Kasuvo. Bavel, Migbal Mimos Bavel, Kasuba Eretz Yisrael, Migbal Mimos Eretz Yisrael. Whatever it says, that's the type of money that you pay. Kasuba Stam, what if it doesn't say? It doesn't say like what type of money to pay. Hotzio Bavel, Migbal Mimos Bavel. If you're coming to collect in Bavel, then you collect from Babylonian money. Hotzio Eretz Yisrael, Migbal Mimos Eretz Yisrael. Then if you collect in Eretz Yisrael, then you have to pay with that money. So Kasuba Kesef Stam, it just says silver. Right, Mashi Yutzelova, Migbo, whatever the lender, you know, the borrower wants to pay, that's what he can pay. Mashi Enkin Biksuba, right? But that's not true by Ksuba. So, ahai, what's Mashi Enkin Biksuba? You told me a lot of halachos. Which one's Mashi Enkin Biksuba? So, Amr Misharshia Aresha, Lafukim Mishim Lamil, the Amr Ksuba Daraisa, meaning Mashi Enkin Biksuba, meaning this idea of the very first case, Moti Shtarchav Al Chavero, Kosovo, whatever. So the point is that you can go ahead and you can pay whichever you want. They're disagreeing with Rishon Gamliel on that one and saying no, the ksuba is the raisa, and therefore you have to pay the better quality money. Fine. Okay. Kosovo Kesef Stam. So we just mentioned before that if it says Kesef Stam, Mashi Yitzalova Migbo, that whatever the borrower wants, he can pay with. So Gemara says, "Ve'emenascha Amar Velazer Dechsiv Be Mad." Oh, sorry, "Ve'emenascha." Maybe it's silver bars. She says, "Nascha Chatichos Kesef Hayalakach." Right? Hayalakach Lapirish. Maybe he meant like silver bars. Okay. So Amar Velazer means not any type of money per se. So Amar Velazer Dechsiv Be Madbeya. No, it says coins. Okay. "Ve'ema Prite," or maybe means right. Rashi says, "Ve'ema Prite Ve'tomar Shiyiti Enlo Nechoshes." Okesef shava mea prutos, right? So talking about certain type of, you know, prutos, also like coins. So Amrav Papa, priti de kasvelo of the inchi. People don't make coins they would make them out of like things that are much less valuable. They wouldn't make them out of actual silver. Fine. So that's why if it's written Kesef Stam, you can do whatever you can do what you want. Okay. Tanur Rabbanu. La'odam yidor adam be'eretz Yisrael afilu be'ir sheruba ovdei chachavim. Va'yidor bechutzaretz afilu be'ir sheruba Yisrael. Better for a person to live in Eretz Yisrael, even if everyone around you is not Jewish, is a ovdei avodah zarah even, and don't live in chutzaretz, even in a place where everybody's Jewish. Okay, why? You should call a dar be'eretz Yisrael doma kemisha yeshlo aloha, because someone lives in Eretz Yisrael, it's like they have a god. Ve'chol shahadar bechutzaretz doma kemisha ein lo aloha. Wow, and if you don't live in Eretz Yisrael, it's like you don't have a god. Shne'amar lasleis lachem. As Eretz Canaan, liyosachem le'elohim. Right, that I give you Eretz Yisrael so you can have a God. Meaning without it, it's like you don't have a God. V'chol she'ein dabar Eretz ein lo aloha. Really? You don't live in Eretz Yisrael? You have no God? We're learning the daf ha'shavu in Chutz Aretz. No God. So, el lo malacha kol hadar b'chutz aretz ki'ilu ovei chavot. No, I mean, no, it's not that bad. It's pretty bad. And if you live in Chutz Aretz, it's like you're ovei avodah zarah. V'chein b'david hu omer ki gershuni hayom mihistapeach b'nachlas Hashem. David says he's being exiled, married to Israel. He says that you're kicking me out of being in the Nachas Hashem. Lomar lecha avod Elohim acharim, to tell me to serve other gods. Who told David to go serve other gods? And lomar lecha kol adar b'chutz laretz ki'ilu oved avoskim. No, the point is that you leave Eretz Israel, so it's so difficult and so much harder to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's ki'ilu like you're being oved avodah zarah. Fine, so we'll stop here and we will find a night next week. Merit Hashem. Sukkah, I guess. See how cold it is. It's kufiyah. All right, I should go.